Esme's eyes widened, and she opened and shut her mouth several times without saying anything, as if she were experiencing the element of surprise. "No," she said finally. "The elevator's been shut down, you know that." "But the doorman said he was still here," Violet said again. "And we didn't see him when we walked up the stairs."
"Well, then the doorman was wrong," Esme said.
"But let's not have any more of this somniferous conversation. Jerome, put them right to bed." The Baudelaires looked at one another. They didn't think the conversation was at all somniferous, a fancy word for something that is so boring it puts you to sleep. Despite their exhausting climb, the children did not feel the least bit tired when they were talking about Gunther's whereabouts. The idea that he had managed to disappear as mysteriously as he had appeared made them too anxious to be sleepy. But the three siblings knew that they would not be able to convince the Squallows to discuss it any further, any more than they had been able to convince them that Gunther was Count Olaf instead of an inn auctioneer. So they said good night to Esme and followed Jerome across three ballrooms, past a breakfast room, through two sitting rooms, and eventually to their own bedrooms.
"Good night, children," Jerome said and smiled. "The three of you will probably sleep like logs after all that climbing. I don't mean that you resemble parts of trees, of course. I just mean that once you get into bed, I bet you'll fall right asleep and won't move any more than a log does."
"We know what you meant, Jerome," Klaus replied, "and I hope you're right. Good night." Jerome smiled at the children, and the children smiled back, and then looked at each other once more before walking into their bedrooms and shutting the doors behind them. The children knew that they would not sleep like logs, unless there were certain logs that tossed and turned all night, wondering things. The siblings wondered where Gunther was hiding, and how he had managed to find them, and what terrible treachery he was dreaming up. They wondered where the Quagmire triplets were, since Gunther had time to prey on the Baudelaires, and they wondered what VFD could mean, and if it would help them with Gunther if they knew. The Baudelaires tossed and turned, and wondered about all these things, and as it grew later and later, they felt less and less like logs, and more like children in a sinister and mysterious plot, spending one of the least somniferous nights of their young lives.